Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
You can call on me.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10. Verse 2, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you have music to send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Three disclaimers for you this evening. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talker 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Before I go to the phone lines of the 216-400, the 216-633, at least let me tell people that you can tune in to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's that www.newstalkcleveland.com. You know, they debuted the actual song for It's Not Your House, It's the White House. We'll come back to that in just a little while. But they also called it, the professor said it was going to be a blowout, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers game. I thought the professor didn't know what he was talking about, and look what happened. Also, you can on YouTube look up Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Man in the Street, STREE13, Man in the Street, as well on Twitter. You can also look up on Instagram Jr., or I should say J.R. Alfred Porter, Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HH Workshop Records, Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, the website of www.3342music.com, OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Also, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Shows is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where tomorrow we have The Actual Tannis and Blake Davis. And that will happen at 5 p.m. right before 6 p.m.'s The Queen's Court. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., a YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. So that's Miss Commentary put together, and then you space it out for Cleveland. Before I go to the phone callers, I know that if I don't give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment, let's be real, I won't get back to it. So with that being said, number 10 spot debuting is The Actual Tannis, Blake Davis, from Player T's show to voiceitradio.com tomorrow. They're making a run to get attention. Number 9 is the band called Unrest. Number 8 debuting, Sir Knock with The Rain. He's got the lyrics video out. Number 7 moving up, Lady Meatrice. Number 6 moving up, I Am Piranha. Wow, the queens are moving up. Number 5 moving up, Lowdown the Barbarian, Dog Pound Ground. Of course that would move up. Look what happened with the Browns last night. Number 4, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. BTA by Sheriff Kilroy. HGS and Four More with Lonely, which has 1,200 plus views. And HGS solo joint No Time to Sleep, which has over 1,500 views. Number 3, moving up, Facebook Kaya Dog Crew Page. That's CUYAHDOG Crew Page. 1,000 plus views on the snippet. Where my dog's at, the Dog Nation track. Number 2 moving up, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube, The Black House Sound, How Do It Feel to Be Real, Get Knocked Down, Get Back Up. Also, the Grown Man Anthem from Sheriff Kilroy. So what made it to number 1? Wow, debuting. It's the East Cleveland PD Shutdown on Facebook. East Cleveland PD Shutdown. More on that in a little while. Before I go to the phone line, I am going to at least say keep King Eric Magnus, King Solomon Kane, keep him in your prayers. His son passed. The artist Stacky Montana passed over the weekend. He seems to be coming out of it very strongly, but again, keep the brother in your prayers. I am going to at least go to the phone line of 216-633 to see what's on your minds. 216-633, how are you doing out there?
Doing good. Joe Jones, President, Father's Eyes Matter. Come to you with Vice President Angela Y. Davis sitting right next to me, Father's Eyes Matter. We had one heck of a week. Got a lot accomplished. Including some police corruption that Angela handled. And with that being said, I'll let Angela Davis go right into that. She put a plan together, she executed it, and she did one fantastic, phenomenal job. And here's Angela.
How are you?
What's up, Al? What's up, Al?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing out there, Vice President of Fathers Lives Matter?
I am doing well, just working on some other plans of action that we need to implement real soon, and strategizing on a community service event for Martin Luther King Day.
Whoa. That is something that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, was community service. So with that being said, what caused you to say, we should do community service back to the community on that day? Because a lot of times on a day like that, that doesn't happen, especially pre-COVID. You might have a program or something, but talk to me about the community service part.
Well, I normally do community service on Martin Luther King Day. I was one of the people that helped with the rec center in East Cleveland. I painted one of the rooms. So I'm big on Martin Luther King Day community service. And so me and the president are going to sit down and see what's our best option for Martin Luther King today, that Martin Luther King Day, and then we're going to get out there in them trenches. That's what we do.
So I've heard you use the term boots on the ground. What are boots on the ground? What does it mean?
Well, the meaning of boots on the ground to me means when you see where your assistance is needed or there's an issue and you need to come up with a resolution, you do it whether the news media is around, whether the cameras are around, or whether somebody with a fancy title is around. You know, that's what you do because you're a person of service, which is what I am. I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need the next big thing. I just see the need and I do what I need to do.
Wow. With that being said, I'm glad to have you both on the phone, because tell me a little bit about that East Cleveland PD shutdown that happened, because I'm going to put it out there. What caused me to pay attention is you had people like Hip Hop Workshops, DJ Dollar Rock, Twiggy was with him. You had Justin Anderson, who handles the campaign manager work with council, City Council, East Cleveland Vice President Juanita Gowdy. You had from OPN, City Councilman Ernest L. Smith, the Afro Dogs MC, Patricia Blahoviak, Dantez Taylor from the XP Foundation, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Survivors, Victims of Tragedy. You had so many different people there. Refuse Fascism, Stop Mass Incarceration, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. Like I say, it just caught me off guard that we were able to get so many different people there. Carl Stokes Brigade had a representative. Talk to me about the importance and why you felt it was necessary to go out there in East Cleveland and that East Cleveland PD shutdown to take over the streets for almost 45 minutes right in front of the police department, almost daring them to come outside. What went into that?
So when I got the news that another young African-American male had been killed by an East Cleveland police officer, Officer Larry McDonald, I was feeling some type of way. But then when I posted the young man's picture on Facebook, his aunt, who I have a great relationship with, said, "Angela, that's my nephew, and I would really appreciate it if you would do something about the situation." And so the wheel started turning, and I sat there and I pulled out my piece of paper, and I just kind of like figured out what I wanted to do. And then I said, "Hey, Joe, on Saturday we're going to do this, this, and this." And he was like, "Okay." So then I called you and I said, "Yeah, bro, on Saturday we're going to do this, this, and this." And you jumped right in and said, "Okay." I said, "Let's get the word out." And after you two said, "Okay," then I just started, "Okay, I want to do this." And I just sent the message out to everybody, "Hey, come join us." Of course, we had some people that were haters and decided to call some organizations and tell them not to come, but that's okay because we still got it done. If it had just been four of us, we were still going to get it done. And so because I do have that rapport with his aunt, I knew that I had to go hard, and I had to go hard. And so I was like, "Let's do it." And I called Pastor Maddox and I said, "Hey, I need you to cover us in prayer." And then when I was at the Black on Black Crime, Ms. Pam said, "What can she do to help?" I said, "You can pray for us too. We need all the prayer we can get." And so it just came together like a well-oiled machine. And we went out there, we blocked traffic, and we went toe-to-toe with the police. So for all the haters, thank you, because we still had a great time and we still ended up with great results. And you know what they say, the more haters you have, the better it gets. So keep on hating, because the more y'all hate, the more God blesses and enlarges our territory.
Amen, amen. So with that being said, I have to at least pick on the president of Fathers Lives Matter and ask him, is this part of or is it more than you expected when you first started the organization, Fathers Lives Matter, LLC?
It is more than I expected, but I'm glad because, you know, you just can't fight corruption just with fathers' rights. You have to fight corruption all across the board. You know, when you go in and you fight a war, you just don't take out the north side and leave the southwest east alone. You got to take out the whole country if you plan on accomplishing and winning your war. And that's how it is, you know, Fathers Lives Matter. We help out all victims. In this case, an unarmed black male was shot. I'm sorry, he was armed, but he was shot in the back of his head. That was the issue here.
Right.
The other issue is that he was shot by an officer who turned off his body cam right before the shooting. So, I mean, to me, that's foul. I mean, it's very foul. Well, I mean, there's only one reason I can think of why you would do that, and that's just so the community at large doesn't see, you know, what you're about to do. Obviously, you're about to do something that's not good. And we did have some haters, I guess. It was brought to my attention that they said, you know, do not attend the event. And the sad thing about that is it doesn't hurt Fathers Lives Matter because we're almost, I think we're almost in the 2,600 range worldwide.
Right.
State of Ohio. What that does is it actually hurts the victim that Fathers Lives Matter is trying to help. And we all got to come together, man. And you know, just like that movie, you know, from a long time ago, you know, where they're talking about all these groups have to bond together. And when they bond together, they're going to accomplish everything. Nothing's going to be able to stop them. We need to put all differences aside. You know, like, for example, this Donald Trump thing. A lot of people don't understand this. A lot of Donald Trump supporters and voters are now turning against him. You have people
right.
all across the board that want him impeached immediately, that went to bat for him like crazy. And his own vice president wants him completely out of there. So it's, you know, the one thing about Fathers Lives Matter is we always fought for good, and we always will. We did go toe-to-toe with police in the middle of the street. I watched one of the officers shove one of the activists there, who, by the way, is blind. And immediately I stepped in, got in between him and the police, and I even told the police this isn't happening today. So, you know, the police backed down. They definitely backed down, and they really didn't get in our way. And on the private sector of it, I am in a private form of law enforcement, but, you know, you've got to take your priorities first. My priority first is my community activists, my victims that Fathers Lives Matter helps, and then the job is secondary. I mean, you could always find another job. I don't care about that. You could always find another president. I don't care about that. So we just got to put all these differences aside, man. We got to bond together. But, you know, since Fathers Lives Matter started, I can't count the domestic violence cases we handled where we take women and get them protection orders. We helped out several police corruption cases where we have one officer who's going to be getting terminated any time now. We're going to be following it up with a class action against the city that he works for. We had several other officers that we had suspended and under investigation through internal affairs. And we have actually contacts with internal affairs that we handle that with. We helped out several homeless children with clothing, food, some of them with housing. We helped get back kids from DCFS that were illegally taken. And even after DCFS argued with us, you know, and told us that we were wrong, weeks later they came back to us and told us, man, we're sorry, you were right the whole time. So this is the type of stuff that Fathers Lives Matter handles. And we handle it all across the board. We just have zero tolerance for anybody being shot in the back of the head. Police officers turning off their cam, the cover of corruption. Mayors that aren't doing their job. I mean, we've got a big battle coming, and Fathers Lives Matter, we're going to take it all on, every single last bit of it.
I thank you both very much for your service and your dedication to the communities. Let's put it out there, because you all have been all over the state of Ohio doing great work. And so I would like to know from you both, what is it that you feel that people get wrong about what it is that you do or what you represent? What do you feel people get wrong, or what would you like to clarify? Is there a point that even I might be missing? And I'm the commander in chief and CEO of Fathers Lives Matter. But what would you feel needs to be clarified or put out there?
Well, a lot of people see me in my uniform, and then a lot of people see me as a community activist. And they say, well, you can't do both. And the thing about it is what they're basically saying is that if you're going to be a community activist, you have to hate every single police officer who walks the state or you know, in the United States. I mean, you can't just like any cop at all, which is totally wrong. You can't do that. You have good and bad and all of everything. So I do wear a uniform, and I do carry a badge, and I do work for a city. But at the end of the day, I fight for good and I fight against evil, and that's the way it is. When that uniform comes off, I'm going to do my community activist stuff, but my community activist stuff will always come before my job. Second thing is I did vote for Donald Trump years ago when I thought that, I mean, I knew he wasn't perfect, but I picked the lesser of two evils. You know, now that I'm seeing, you know, what he's done in Washington, D.C., I'm like his worst enemy. I've been calling on all kinds of people to try to get him impeached. I'm thinking about trying to do petitions, anything I can to get him out of there. What he done in Washington, D.C. is absolutely ridiculous. I'm appalled by what happened. I mean, you just can't do that. But the thing that people look at Fathers Lives Matter is, well, you know, the guy's probably a Trump supporter, which is wrong. I'm a Trump voter. There's a difference between a voter and a supporter. And then the guy carries a badge, so he probably don't care about unarmed, you know, black people being shot and killed, which is totally false. Every time an officer screws up, I'm one of the first ones that runs after him with internal affairs and tries to take him down. And I have succeeded with several officers being terminated. One, it's this last case, is probably, he's going to probably face jail time out of it because the corruption was so bad. But people need to understand, man, that you can stand on both sides of the fence, you know, when you're like in a law enforcement job, and then fight corruption too. That actually is possible. And if you voted for a bad president and you turned your back on that bad president, it doesn't mean everything that he does, you do. In this case with Donald Trump, I was looking at the lesser of two evils. You know, it was like voting for Satan or voting for Satan. You know what I mean? So that's how I cast my vote. I'm not Republican or Democrat. I vote on, you know, do your job, take care of the middle class and the poor, and we're good. You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
But here's Angela Davis. I think she wants to answer that question, too.
I figured that. Go ahead, Angela.
Okay, so to answer the question, you already know I've taken flack from people from a couple different organizations because I'm going to be consistent. If you're an African-American officer and you're being corrupt, I'm going to call you out just like I'm going to do a Caucasian officer. And some folks don't like that, but what they need to know is that I'm always going to be true to me, and I'm not going to bend or be acceptable because they're black. That doesn't work for me. If we're going to set a standard, then everybody needs to follow that standard. And if they don't, then I'm going to call them out. So whoever don't like it, don't like it, and I'm okay with that. It's not a lot of people that do like me, but the ones that do like me, when I need them, they're there, and we get stuff done. So you know what they say, everybody needs a hater. I welcome all of my haters anytime, all day, every day. I appreciate you hating because the more you hate me, the better I get.
You know something? You all have said a lot. Angela Y. Davis, you're like a little sister to me, but I had some of that sibling rivalry when Brother Art McCoy, right before we ended up spending the night outside dealing with lead in City Hall, and instead of going to me as the go-to person, Brother Art McCoy, founder of Black on Black Crime Inc., Incorporated, for about 40 years old group, 40 plus years, he looked past me and said, Angela Davis, you're the boss. You're the boss. And I just say you're like the boss of activists and really a Minuteman type of person, whereas you might have a Paul Revere that let people know the British are coming. Usually you act so fast. It was like if I look back at last week, on January the 5th, as everything was happening, on January the 5th, that evening you had the event basically planned out, well thought out of, when Armand Budish was at least being, his office was being raided downtown a couple of times. It's been a few times, but the first, like, three times you were there, the media couldn't even pack up and go home. You were right there to speak, and you had activists coming out. So I'm going to ask, you know, it might be a rhetorical question, but before you leave, how important is it to be boots on the ground or to be like that minute man, minute woman, minute person of activism, to be aware of your community? What goes into being boots on the ground? Is it being aware of the passion, the drive? Talk to me.
I think it's a combination of all of that, being always ready to go. You should never not be ready to go. If somebody called me in the next 10 minutes, I'm ready to go. So I'm always ready to go. Always keep my boots by the door. Always keep my gear by the door. I have my phone on 24 hours a day. People are available to call me 24 hours a day. If I have
wow.
to catch the bus, then I will be there. And like I said, I have to give a shout out to people like you and Art, Donna Walker Brown, the general.
The general, five-star general.
Yes, she has pushed me to limits that I didn't want to go to, but I appreciate it. Also, my number one, she wrote Nina Turner. I mean, they have pushed me and loved me and encouraged me. And even when other black women have turned their backs on me and treated me as a stranger, those two have stood right there beside me. And I am forever grateful to Donna Walker Brown and Nina Turner, and, of course, my big sister, Brick House Wellness Queen, Dolores Gray. Those three right there, I love them until the end of time. I will lay my life on the line for those three. And then, of course, I have you, and I have Joe, and I have Art, and I have DJ Dollar Rock and Shakespeare and Justin Anderson. Y'all have stood right there by me through it all, no matter what people say about me, no matter what people say to me. You all have been so loyal, and I appreciate your loyalty and your friendship and your unconditional love. Oh, and I can't forget Robin Frandudo, her too.
Oh, yeah.
Her too. So, yeah. Yep.
I appreciate the phone call. I know that I've received a whole lot of information for people out there and listeners, so when they do replay this episode, they will get a whole lot of information. But I am going to ask, how can people at least contact Fathers Lives Matter?
Well, my phone number is 216-324-8585. And my email address is anyvgeda@gmail.com. Or you can send me a messenger message on Facebook. You can text me, email me. If you know where I live, you can come knock on my door. You can send a bird with a note around his neck, a note in a bottle, flush it down the toilet and send it to me, put a string in a can. Whatever your best mode of communication is, a smoke signal up in the air, anything that you need to do to get in touch with me, please feel free to do it. I do have to send a shout-out to one of my new little sisters, Elise Walwin. I love her until the end of time. She has so much spirit and fire in her. And
yes,
she was right there with us, and I really appreciate her. So shout out to her. Hey, little sis, give me a call. Hold on.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout out to Elise. Actually, I had to put my arms around her because she noticed the police shut down Tez, and she started running towards him and said, no, I don't have bail money, sorry. So I had to put my arms around her, but her fire was lit. The wick was lit,
yeah.
And she was ready to go. Fathers Lives Matter, we do have a couple other phone numbers, 216-682-8341, and then 216-633-8585. 0330. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're also on Snapchat. One other thing I'd like to say is, you know, a lot of people think that the government's worst fear is guns, and it's not. The government's worst fear is when black and white bond, gay and straight bond, Catholics and Baptists bond. They set aside every single type of thing you can possibly imagine and bond together. And that is the government's worst fear, is when we bond together.
Wow. I thank you both for calling in. I'm going to at least do something. I'm going to play something in tribute to the group Fathers Lives Matter and for what you all do. Again, I thank you both for calling in. It was a very special report. And for those who missed it, don't worry about it. You'll see tags. You'll see information. You can go to the Fathers Lives Matter page, Fathers Lives Matter LLC, that East Cleveland PD shutdown. And the reason I say don't worry about it is because there's a lot of work left to be done, and I know this group is going to carry it out. So, again, I thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
No problem. No problem. Hold on just a moment. And what I'm going to do is keep my word. I'm sending out this particular song from an artist by the name of Eastside. It is what they do. It's what they do and who they do it for. They do it for you.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed.
around this college football playoff national championship, especially if you are the Ohio State Buckeyes fans as they play number one seed Alabama. As right now, it is 21-17 Alabama. Anybody's game. Like last night was definitely not Pittsburgh's game, but I want to point out that this coming February the 13th, that's February the 13th, that's on a Saturday at the African American Museum at 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, from 12 noon to 7 p.m., it's Black Wall Street Empire, the pop-up shop during Black History Month. Special guest DJs will be DJ Cowboy. He was just your backyard DJ. And Queen Pulse Points, Man in the Street, will be there playing music. There'll be performances from Black House Sound and other acts. February the 7th at the Dialogue Center during Black History Month. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, Proprietor ENT, Major Taps, Almighty FX, as well as I know he's looking for some special performances from Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Sheriff Kilroy. Would be very interesting that day. I also need to point out that one of the names that was called out earlier by my esteemed guest who were on, Dolores Gray, Brickhouse Wellness. She'll be speaking at, and I know it's a Facebook page, and the Facebook page is called Women's March Cleveland, January 23rd, 2021 Anniversary Rally in March, Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, 1 p.m. That's at Market Square, which is on West 25th and Lorraine. Across from, it's the open air area that is across from the West Side Market, and it's a peaceful event that is a public outside event, social distancing, mask required, and there will be the four-year anniversary rally in March in the largely black major American city of Cleveland, Ohio. That's Saturday, January 23rd, 2021 at Market Square at 25th and Lorraine Avenue. The rally will begin around 1 p.m. with speakers, which include activists such as Don Bryant, Refuse Fascism, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, and many others. And there'll be a march across the Carnegie Bridge to Cleveland's east side. You know, I've got to give credit to where credit is due, because Fathers Lives Matter called it out very well, and that is, wow, I didn't know he would drop the jewels and drop that knowledge that the government's worst fear is for us to all bond together or show some semblance of unity here and there when we can. With that being said, here's some unity for you. I remember rocking the brown and orange. I still have my bright orange hat, skull cap. It is bright orange. It says Browns. I remember wearing it when we were 1-15 and 0-16, and you know, last year when we showed we could win, when they changed coaches again, I said, this is very interesting. And now a football team did have part of their coaching staff, including their head coach, assistant coaches and other coaches, drove, and the players took a separate plane ride, a ride down for a couple of hours, and they only got a chance to get in one good day of practice last week and a good light one on Saturday and a full day on Friday. And yes, they took care of business. And I'm hoping that Kansas City will look and say, we'll be able to do yada yada. Well, the song that I'm about to play moved back up to number 3 spot, Facebook, Kaya, C-U-Y-A-H, Dog Crew page. with 20,000 plus views on a snippet, that's all I can say right now, is let's go back to the original version that was done when the Browns had a freaking losing season and see how far we've come. This is Kimra, the healer, and Suave Gotti, GMS, Hood Famous TV.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Hogan, Dobie. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I'm Brown, anointed white stripes. The Seed Town Lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We don't flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Booming Entertainment,
Joe Boone in Studio 53.
Legendary Mike Calhoun of the Legendary Dazz Band did the guitar work on that song. They also have a production company. You know, the U.S. Capitol, January 6, 2021, barely more than a few dozen arrests. You know, now, when Black Lives Matter protests happened in 2020, overwhelming force from law enforcement in dozens of cities, chemical dispersants, rubber bullets, and hand-to-hand combat with largely peaceful crowds and some unruly vandals and looters. More than 14,000 arrests. Now, the U.S. Capitol, January 6th, 2021, barely more than a few dozen arrests. Several weapons seized, improvised explosive devices found. Members of a wilding mob escorted from the premises. Some not even in handcuffs. The key difference, the first set of protesters were overwhelmingly Black Americans and their allies. The second group was overwhelmingly white Americans who support outgoing President Donald Trump's baseless claims of election fraud. The violent breaching of the halls of power on Capitol Hill by the insurrectionist mob last Wednesday represents one of the plainest displays of a racial double standard in both modern in recent history. Black people protest for our lives. We are all too often met by National Guard troops or police equipped with assault rifle shields, tear gas, and battle helmets. The Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation said in a statement, when white people attempt a coup, they are met by an underwhelming number of law enforcement personnel who act powerless to intervene, going so far as to pose for selfies with terrorists. Broad and bipartisan condemnation of the insurrectionist mob came swiftly as they had a nearly unhindered hours-long run of the Capitol building complex, the Senate chamber, and the House Speaker's office. The ordeal drew expressions of bewilderment, that's right, bewilderment and disbelief from some citizens who believed such a display was impossible in a democracy as revered as America's. However, the response to the mayhem is consistent with a long pattern of society's coddling of racist and downplaying the violent white supremacist ideology that routinely places the grievances of white people above those of their Black, often disenfranchised and downtrodden countrymen and women. Since the founding of the democracy, in the blood and succession of the American Revolution, white people's destructive and obstructionist conduct has been couched in patriotism. It's been a fundamental part of a national myth about whose dissent and pursuit of redress or grievances is justified and whose isn't. You know, it's interesting with that being said. You know, newly sworn in St. Louis Representative Cori Bush, who was among the protesters to face down police and National Guardsmen in 2014 after police killed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, told the Associated Press that the race of the Capitol rioters played a big part in their ability to breach the congressional fortress. Had the mob been Black, we would have been laid out, Bush said. The thing is, these are the same people who called us terrorists. Confederate flags, don't tread on me. Blue Lives Matter flags, the Trump flags, all of it symbolizes the same thing. It symbolizes racism and white supremacy. The show of force by law enforcement at the Capitol bore little resemblance to the lines of National Guardsmen and other police forces that assembled last year to protect luxury brand retailers against looting, government buildings against breaching, and highways against marching by demonstrators across the country. Very, very, very deep statements that are being made right there. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I would just like to say I'm happy of one thing. It's good to see people get caught when they do something wrong. I mean, you know, the man who was seen at Pelosi's desk, Speaker of the House Pelosi, he didn't just sit at the desk. He had his feet up on the table. And so Richard Barnett was arrested in Arkansas. Yeah, glad they caught you. Glad they caught you. Just because you deserve to be caught. Just like they put up photos and everything about people who did rioting in Cleveland during May 30th protest. Remember that? Well, I'm glad to see them starting to catch some of these fools who were out there in the middle of coup. Let's call it what it is. It was a coup that was done. I want to also say that I appreciate the fact that the police, the FBI, and others are asking the public to at least find some of the people who were involved in that. I'm also glad on my 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox that the West Virginia state lawmaker charged after storming the U.S. Capitol, you know, he's facing bipartisan, meaning Democrats and Republicans, calls for him to step down even though he's refusing. I'm glad they got on that behind. Glad they got on that ass. As the newly elected state lawmaker from West Virginia, Derek Evans, was that the U.S. Justice Department has charged him with entering a restricted area of the U.S. Capitol. I'm glad you got caught. The other person, you know, I'm just happy with it. My thing is, in looking at it, I'm glad that after certain things happen, a Florida man, if I'm not mistaken, he was seen carrying Nancy Pelosi's lectern at a U.S. Capitol. And my thing about it is, I have a pretty good grasp of the English language. I didn't know what a lectern was. When I saw the Florida man carrying it, the first thing I thought was, whoa, this man is carrying Nancy Pelosi's podium. That's what it was. It was a podium. But I guess now that they're making them, you know, much more sleek, they are using the nice term of lectern. But he was 36-year-old Adam Johnson of Parrish in Manatee County near Tampa, Florida. He was the one with a big-ass smile carrying the lectern. The lectern. Wow, does that sound close to lantern? I guess I've been reading too many Green Lantern comics. But the thing is, I'm glad the fact that they, at least if I'm not mistaken, the FBI, close to home in Cleveland, the former Cleveland school, because she resigned after hearing about it, the FBI, last Friday evening, raided the home of a former Cleveland Metropolitan School District employee who posted a picture that raised questions as to whether she participated in a riot at the U.S. Capitol. She took photos of herself and was caught inside. And so, you know, the 49-year-old former Cleveland Schools employee, she has a house on 365th Street in suburban Willoughby. And she went on and stepped down. It was very interesting that she was caught as well for being involved in that particular instance. And she went on and just resigned. She flat out resigned and gave a lot of reasons as to why she resigned. Very, very interesting. The sign with the phrase "Save Our Children" was displayed. She is a member of the QAnon conspiracy theorist. She's definitely against Trump and a few other things. Her resignation letter was, "I will not be taking the coronavirus 19 vaccine in order to return to in-person schooling. I'll be switching paths to expose the global evil of human trafficking and pedophilia including in our government agencies and children's services agencies. I do not agree with my union dues, which help fund people and groups that support the killing of unborn children. So, yeah, they got her behind, too. A lot of people were caught, and I'm very glad that they were. I really am. I'm going to take the time and at least say, since he was one of those who had to stand alone, it's the Mitt Romney song, you know. It's very interesting that he spoke basically immediately that this was a problem and President Trump was a problem and the Republicans who had to run and hide up under the tables and everything like that, they had to run for their lives, so to speak. They had to run for it, Democrats and Republicans, because they weren't sure what was going to happen. And they weren't sure if the mob knew the difference between who was who. And so with that being said, several key Republicans were like, this is some BS, and switched up. Some of the ones who were going to challenge the certification of Joe Biden said enough was enough. One of the ones who, like I say, Mitt Romney, senator from Utah, re-put this song out. It was at 510 views. It's over 600 now because of Mitt Romney speaking up, and the followers out there really seem to like that song, and I'm glad they do. Also available on GMS Hood Famous TV on the YouTube page. Let's give it a listen.
I walk alone, I stand alone. 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 I walk alone, I walk alone. I stand alone, like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith, creator's got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. You can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone, stand alone, stand alone, stand alone.
HJS Mute.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand
at the front stage. Severance Center.
Alone.
Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue,
alone.
Queens. 2190 at
stand
Chandler
alone.
Park Building. Pastor Wicked.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock.
Alone.
Pastor Reed.
Stand
154
alone.
Kipling Avenue.
Stand
Community
alone.
Ministry. Pastor
stand
Hare.
Alone.
15415 Kipling Avenue.
Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
And it's interesting as I leave out, even Governor Mike DeWine had to distance himself from the Ohio Arts Council appointee. I believe, you know, it's very interesting on which a lady, the wife of Alan Block, so I believe it is definitely Susan Allen Block, who even took up for everybody, I think, you know, following the riots in Washington, Block posted remarks supporting what happened. And she was in a appointee by Governor Mike DeWine. And she put out there supporting the everything, even put out there that Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is a whore. So with that being said, when they came out of the woodwork, certain people had to just distance themselves by certain things. But it's been an interesting week. Everybody stay up, stay blessed. Catch you next week. Next week, we talk about sisters, peers, queens in the movement, and we'll get a whole lot more personal with a lot of different things. Creator bless you. I appreciate you all. Peace.